We continue our learning Le'il Nishmas David ben Menachem Urish Shemicham Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Shkol in Perakei, Mishnah Gimel. We remind ourselves of the first Mishnah in this Perak where we said that Yochanan ben Pinchas was the one who was Memune, who was appointed at these, as the administrator on the Chosamos, on the signs, on the tokens, as we'll see in this Mishnah. That's going to be discussed in greater detail. Achia was the one who was appointed on the Nesachim. So here, when we speak about Nesachim in general, we are referring to the Minchas Nesachim, which includes both the flour and the oil, flour mixed with oil, and yain for the Nesachim that's poured on the Mizbeach, that are brought along with, you bring Minchas Nesachim, you bring flour and oil and wine, along with Karbanos Ola and Karbanos Shalamim, whether they are Karbanos Yachid, their individual Karbanos, or Karbanos Tzibur. And you also bring Minchas Nesachim, flour and oil and wine, poured down the Mizbeach, with a Chatas and an Asham of a Metzorah. But other chatos and ashamos, and a bechor, and a master behema, and carbon pesach, and all the carbonos of birds do not require nesachim, don't need flour and oil, don't need wine. Now, the nesachim were not equal by all carbonos. They had different shiurim, and it's discussed in Parsha Shlach. Let's say, for example, take the keves. A keves, which is brought when it's within its first year, a keves ben shenaso, or an aes, or a goat. So for that, we bring an isaron sar. A tenth of an eifah of soles, which is mixed together with a revius hahin, a revius hahin of shemen, and a revius hahin of wine for nesach. So that's so again, is an isaron sol. This is for a keves or an eiz. This is we bring less. And we say this in the karbanos all the time when we daven mechasamidis kam. As we say every time we daven a musaf, we mention this: the fact that this the keves and the eiz have a small amount of wine and flour, and the aisle a little bit more, and the par or an eagle a little bit more. So it's the A's and the kevis that have an isaron soles with the quarter of the hin shemen, the aisle, which is we assume which is 2 years or within its second year, is when is we bring two estronim soles mixed with oil and a third of a hin of, not a quarter of a hin like the A's and the Kevis, but here by the aisle, a third of a hin of shemen and also a third of a hin of yain. And a par and an egel, it's three estronim soles mixed with oil, yain for and a half a hin of shemen and a half of hin of yain as well. Anyone who needed a sachim could come to the Beis HaMikdash itself. He didn't have to go through the Tercha of looking for nesachim somewhere that were done, that were prepared properly and tahor, and were prepared altar asakodesh. So the Mishnah here and the next Mishnah will discuss the arrangement that was made in terms of purchasing the minchas nesachim. Arba'a chosamos hayu ba'mikdash. There were four chosamos in the Beis HaMikdash, four tokens that we would say that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, for the one for the administrator who was in charge of providing people for with the flour, oil, and wine. The kasav aleihen, and there was a siman on each of the tokens, so every time you paid, you knew what you paid for, and you knew what was supposed to be given to you. So one token had the word egel on it. That was a siman for the nesachim of bakar, of a par, for example, which are three esodim soles and a half a hin of oil and a half a hin of wine. The half a hin is equal to six lug. Then there was a second token was said Zachar on it. Zachar is another word for an aisle, for a ram. That was a sign. That token was a sign that someone was paying or had paid and now can collect Nesachim for his aisle. And that was two estronim soles and a third of a hin of wine and oil. A third of a hin is four lug, as opposed to six lug for a half a hin, four lug for a third of a hin. And the third token had the word gedi on it. That was a sign that the person had paid for and should be supplied with nesachim for a keves or an aes. That was an isaron soles, as we said, and a quarter of a hin, revius ahin, which is three lug of oil or wine. The fourth token said the word chote on it. Chote is a reference to the nesachim that a mitzora had to purchase. A mitzora Bezora Ashir specifically, Bezora who could afford it, after he finishes the process and becomes Torah, he has to bring two kavasim, two male kavasim sheep, and a kivsa and a female. And with each of those karbanos, he has to bring nesachim as well. So altogether, you have three estronim solis. And nine, three Esronim Solis, because you have three Kvasim, and each one is an Isaron. So together, three Esronim Solis, and nine lug of oil and nine lug of wine, because each one, we're talking about a lug, so we say we give for a Gedi, we said that it's a quarter of a hin. A quarter of a hin is three lug, and now I have three of these animals, three times three is nine, so that's nine lugim of oil and wine along with that. Now, in addition to the nine lug of oil, there was nine lug of wine too. But in addition to the nine lug of oil, there was a tenth. What was that tenth for? So that extra lug, if you read in Sefer Vayikra, was the oil that was placed on the ear and the thumb and the big toe, the right big toe and the right thumb of the mitzora as part of his the tara process. Now, why is the chosam of the mitzora say chote? Because the Gemara Nerechan, Daf Tezayin tells us there are seven things, Motzi Shemra, Tzoras Ayin, seven things potentially that could give a person Tzoras. So we put the Chote on that token. Benazei Omer Chamishahayu, there were five Chosamos, not only, yes, the same, the Egel, Zachar, Gedi, etc., but he would split. So besides the Egel, Zachar, and Gedi, they would split the Mitzor into two. There was Chote Dal, a token that said that this is a mitzora who's poor, and a chote ashir, that he was rich. What does that mean? So you bring different things. A chote ashir, we described above, he has to bring three kvasim, two male and one female. A chote dal only has to bring one keves, and then a nesachim along with that keves, which is a nesachim is only three, it's only three lug. You don't have to bring nine lug. But one extra lug for the oil of that goes al tanuch ozen ozno hayimanis al bahonas yod hayimanis v'raglo hayimanis, as the Torah describes, as we mentioned above. Egel, so now the Mishnah goes to explain each of them. Egel, the Egel token that has Mishamish im Niske Bakar, that was a sign that a person purchased Nisachim for Kabanos Kam that come from cattle, Gedolim Buktanim. And that includes whether they're big or small, Zechar Menekevos, whether they are male or female. Meaning, whether they're nesachim that you're purchasing for olos, which are only brought from male animals, or nesachim that are brought for shlamim, which those animals can be male or female. Gedi, the token that has gedi mishamish mniskeitzon, that is a sign. It serves as a sign for the nesachim that are purchased along with karbanos that come from tzon. Gedolim uktanim zachom nekevos, there as well. The izim and the kevasim could be big or small, makes a difference, but a keves is only brought when an ace can be brought when it's older, but a kevis is only brought when it's within its first year. Chutz mishel elim, except the ram, because the ram are kevasim zacharim, are male sheep, after when they're 13 months and 1 day old, they're in the category of elim. So that's up until they reach two. Zachar, the one that said, so therefore, if Gedi includes everything but Elim, so then Zachar, I need a special token for Mishamish Miske Elim Bilvat. That is going to be a sign for the Nesachim of an isle. Chote, Mishamish Miske Shalosh Behemos Shomitzoraim. Those were the three Kvasim. That was a token for the three Kvasim of the Mitzorah that we said the Mitzorah Ashir has to bring. And of course, and the extra log shemen as well. Perakei Mishnah Dalin Mishu Mevakesh Nesachim Holech Lo Eitzel Yochanan Shumimun Alech Osamos. As we said, if you want to purchase Nesachim for your carbon, flour, oil, and wine, you go to Yochanan, who is in charge of the Chosamas, as we mentioned, and no say lo mo, so you pay him, give him the money that you need. Umikabel Mienu Chosam. So what does he do? He gives you that token, which is a sign that you paid for whichever nesachim that you need. So he would give you a token for Zachar, or a token of Egel, token of Gedi, whatever it was that you you pay for. And then umikab, so and then but after you get the chosam from him, balo eitzal achiya. So you come to Achia, who is in charge, is appointed in charge of the Nesachim, and he's going to supply you with it. And so he's the one who purchases them. So he has wine, oil, and flour. He's from the people who supplied it to the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed how it was supplied, and Yad Hekdesh is always Allah El Yona, never loses out. And then he gives that token. You give him a Vedosein Lo Chosam to Achia, and then you get, based on the chosim, the type of token you gave him, he's going to give you that amount of nesachim that you need. Vila erev, and that evening, boin zeitz el zeh, they, Achi and Yochanan get together, v'achia motzi es el chosamos, Achia takes out the chosamos that he got, the tokens he got from people, umekabel kedegnan mos, and Yochanan pays him for whatever Achia supplied. V'mosiru, let's say Yochanan had more money than that which Achia is supposed to get based on the cheshbon of the chosamos that are in his hand. Hosiu lehektesh. The extra money left over does not belong to Yochanan. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. V'im pachasu. Let's say the money that Yochanan had was less than the amount of the cheshbon of that which was calculated based on the tokens that Achia had. Hayom ishalem Yochanan mi beso. Yochanan had to pay out of his own money. Sheyad hektesh ala Yona, so we don't want Hekdesh to lose out at all, so he would have to pay out of his pocket. One interesting discussion here is the fact that Yochanan has to pay me beso. Since when do we, what kind of status does he have? Usually when you think about someone paying where somehow something was lost, so we have to go into the laws of Shomer. Now he is, we don't see that Yochanan, let's say, was paid, maybe he was paid, but it doesn't seem that he has a status of a Shomer Zachar. Seems to be a Shomer Chinam on this. And if he's a Shomer Chinam, so then why should he have to pay if anything is lost or stolen? So some suggest that maybe they made a special kinyan, a special agreement, and they formalized that agreement through some type, it could be a kinyan suder, let's say, giving a handkerchief, in a way where even though he's officially a Shomer Chinam, he is taking responsibility of everything that is anything that's lost or that's stolen. And that can be done because when the Torah speaks about the Dalet Shomrim, it doesn't mean that the ruler, take it for example, Shomechina, he's only chayiv in pshia and negligence, he's not chayiv in geneva v'aveda, he's not chayiv in ones. That's true, but you can make a tanai. At the very beginning of the relationship of the mafkin and the nifkad, and say, well, I'm giving this to you to watch. I know you're shomachin. I'm not paying you a dime to do it, but I'm telling you, and I know you're doing me a favor, but I want you to be chayv in geneva v'aveda as well, not only in negligence. If he's willing to accept that, that's okay. It's not that the Torah restricts us to the specific laws that we see there. If you want to make another type of arrangement of shmira, that's perfectly okay. So that's could be what's happening over here, that he has to pay as a shomer sachar, even though he's officially a shomer chinam, because that type of agreement was made through a kinyan in advance. And others claim that maybe what we're discussing here is real pshia, that the loss that we're talking about is negligence, and only under those circumstances do we say that Yochanan has to pay out of his own pocket.